Now I want to introduce you to two guests who are joining me here today. And actually, I have a woman all the way from Sweden, Malou Berg, and she is a wonderful songstress herself.
Thank you.
Yes, and she's joined in the studio by Kauai resident Elle Harrington. Aloha, Elle.
Aloha.
I need you to bring those mics almost where you're kissing them. That's how close you want to be.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. So the two of you have teamed up, and you're going to be offering a workshop this weekend. It's entitled Divine Presence and Light Songs Retreat, and that's going to be happening in Princeville in a sacred space for supporting and awakening your divine presence. You can find out more at spiritofkauai.com. And there's actually quite a few different sessions, so you have options of which you can actually attend, right? So there are retreat, these are actually retreat sessions. The first one will be this Friday night, that's April 22nd, from 7 to 9 p.m. And Saturday, April 23rd, from 9 a.m. till noon. And Saturday, April 23rd, in the afternoon, from 2 to 5. And then Sunday morning and afternoon sessions again, 9 a.m. to 12, and then 2 to 5. And actually, I'm going to let each of you talk about the content and focus of them, because they change throughout the course of the day. Mm-hmm. But first of all, maybe, Malou, since you're, you know, you've come all the way from Sweden, is this your first time to Kauai?
No, I think it's my third time.
Oh, good.
Coming here.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, have you and Elle worked together before? Is that how you're here?
Yeah. And we had a retreat in Bali in the end of 2014. But before that, I was here, and I met Elle when I was called to come to Kauai, you know, when we were on a cruise long time ago. And I just stood on the ship. I never went ashore. And I just heard the mountains and the whole island calling for me. So I knew I had to return. And then we wanted to go on a spiritual journey, and we found Elle on the net.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's the way it started. And then I wanted to do the whole presence that is part of this whole retreat. So I did that. And after that, I wanted to train to be able to help others to gain their whole the whole soul presence, you know.
Wonderful.
So it started off kind of in one corner, and now we're here.
So it started off like a personal journey, and it brought you here to Elle, and now you've the two of you have partnered up and are offering these wonderful retreat sessions this weekend.
Yeah.
I like to refer to it as a universal setup. You never know.
No. You never know.
No.
So maybe, Elle, you could talk a little bit about what the weekend will be about, what your part, because I'm sure you're sharing in the facilitating. So could you talk a little bit about what you'll be facilitating, and then maybe Malou can talk about what she'll be facilitating?
Sure. We definitely have a collaboration and a synergy between us. My focus with the participants is supporting their direct relationship with the essence of their soul light. You can call it presence, you can call it higher self, but there is an energy that is conscious and aware in your human physical vehicle. And so each of the sessions in the retreat are aspects of bringing people to more awareness and more clarity and a higher level of awareness of their soul essence. Yes.
And now, how long have you been facilitating people in this process?
A very long time. Yeah. I began my path as a healer in my mid-20s. That's a long time ago now. Mm-hmm. And so for over 30 years, I've learned many healing modalities. 1991 was my first experience with what I came to know as soul retrieval, where I was in Sedona, this magical vortex place, and was facilitated to bring together all of the aspects of my soul energy. After this, my entire life and reality and perspective was drastically changed forever. Soon after my own experience as a healer, I recognized that not only was my healing on a totally new level, but I recognized that any healing required that someone have their soul actually present. And this was key. So that's when I chose to go in the direction of learning how to, in a similar way to shamanic soul retrieval, work with people multidimensionally to find all their soul aspects in all lifetimes, all dimensions, and reunify into that wholeness again. So does that answer the question?
Yes.
There you go.
That's Elle Harrington, and she's going to be co-facilitating the weekend workshop, Divine Presence and Light Songs Retreat. There's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different sessions that you can participate in, one or all of them. Mm-hmm. And so, Malu, you know, I did hear some of your beautiful songs on your website, but do you want to talk a little bit about what you're bringing to the workshop?
Well, the light songs are quite different from what I've been doing. I've been working with a Pleiadian suite since before 2000. So it's about 20 years, and creating different albums that has different elements. So the song that you are gonna play is actually from the element of air or heaven, but it's not the new light songs, because they are meant to be sung together. Mm-hmm. The other songs, it could be in a concert, you know, and you could sing along, but it's a lot of lyrics and it's a lot of different melodical parts in it. But these songs are, they are very consciously created very long. And when I say very long, they are mostly between 10 and 15 minutes.
So these are the light songs which you'll be sharing in the circles or the group this weekend,
yes.
Right?
So you sing them over and over. They're very simple melodies, very little text, but still it's the Pleiadian that nobody understands, mm-hmm. but it opens the voice. Mm-hmm. And by opening the voice, you kind of could flow with them and you easily learn the song. So you can just flow and go deeper and deeper into the melody and into each song's energy.
Well, I know we're going to play one of the songs, although, as you mentioned, this is not a light song, but this is still your beautiful composition.
Yeah, it's from the same family,
right?
You could say.
Right, so this is your composition. And I did see on your website you actually had gone to the Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that you were really enjoyed the gospel aspects
of
singing. Actually, I've had a lot of people from Berklee College of Music sit in the studio. I have a friend who teaches there, and he's brought a lot of artists here. But anyway, here we go with Malu Berg and Amine.
Yeah. Yes.
And I thought it was interesting because you have, been to, shared your music like South Korea, Taiwan.
Yeah.
If coming from Sweden and like going to South Korea, I mean, how did you even? I'm just curious because my mind's like, how did she end up in South Korea and Taiwan?
Oh, it's simple. It's a music exhibition called MIDEM that is annually in France, in Cannes. And all musical, companies of all sorts go there. So I had my music licensed to South Korea, as in Taiwan. I found that there were a lot more interest for this kind of very sweet, mellow, kind of mild, soft music, even though it's a swing, it's kind of slow, in those countries. So after it had been released, the record company there approached this peace festival that they had in a monastery there, and I was their head act.
Wow.
I was, oh! And to just top that, at the same time, I got a reward in Sweden for my language. You know, this Pleiadian that nobody understands. So it was called, the Word Prize. And when they called me, it was the same day that I was performing at this peace festival. I thought they were just kidding me. You can't... You know, you're giving me an award for this language that nobody understands. Yeah, they did.
Right. So when you say Pleiadian language, is this something that you've like channeled?
Yes. The beginning, it was like that. Okay. I was sitting in meditation and receiving, and then after a while, it kind of got down into me. So I knew when it was right and when it was kind of itched in the back, you know, when it wasn't quite right.
Okay. Yeah, well, here we go. This is Malu Berg and
Omina.
Omina.
Yeah.
Orchestration of Malu Berg, and what a beautiful orchestra you had there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I was in heaven those days when we were recording the string ensemble.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So this is from her Breathe Out release, and you can find out more at Malu's website. You want to give out your website?
Yeah, it's Malou, Malou.se.
She's here all the way from Sweden, and she's joining me in the studio with Kauai resident Elle Harrington. And the two of these women are offering Divine Presence and Light Songs retreats this weekend. There are five sessions. You can choose afternoon or morning. You can come to all of them or one of them. You can do whatever works in your schedule. The first one is this Friday night, and that is April 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. All of these are happening in Princeville at a private location, I'm assuming, yes. Directions will be given upon registration. You can phone 808-651-1190. That's 808-651-1190 to register. You can also email wholepresence@gmail.com, and that's WHOLE presence@gmail.com. You can also register through spiritofkauai.com, which is Elle's website. And do you have information on your website as well, Malu?
No, not that much. Yeah. Okay. You know, my website is under construction,
right? Yeah. But I did get to hear your beautiful music and read about you.
Thank you.
But if you'd like to hear some more of her music, you can visit Malu at malou.se. That is Malu's website. Okay, so I'll just have you mention again what you... give you the floor.
Thank you. Go ahead, Elle.
Oh, me?
All yeah. Right. Talk away.
I'm listening to Omine. I just was filled with the sense of that sacred space that supports our soul awareness and expressing the truth of our soul essence. And I am feeling very grateful and blessed to be on the receiving end of this universal setup for Malu and I to meet each other and recognize each other. And I'm so blessed to have this sister with me come to play on Kauai.
Right. And you want to talk a little bit, Malu, about that song we just heard?
Most of the songs, you know, I have no clue what they're all about. And the only thing I've received is that whatever you experience, that's right. It's the intention and how it kind of hits your heart or not. But with this song, I got a message that this song is about the greatest love of all. It's very mild, very soft, but powerful, you know, to the bones. Could you say that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I just did.
You can certainly say that.
So I love that song. It's kind of one of my absolute favorites.
Mm. And that's just a sample of the quality of the music that Malu brings to each of the different sessions this coming weekend, where we'll be in sacred space, will be journeying, working on the soul level, and then Malu will also bring us deeper and help with integrating using the light songs.
Excellent.
So lots of fun.
So if you'd like to find out more, you can visit spiritofkauai.com. once again, spiritofkauai.com. you can also register there, or you can phone L at 651-1190. That's 651-1190, 651-1190. Or you can email wholepresence@gmail.com. Once again, this Friday evening, there will be a free introductory session, and it's all about intro and light cold templates. That's this Friday, April 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, on both days, there are two sessions: a morning session from 9 a.m. to noon, and then afternoon sessions from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And you can find out more at the website. And these two wonderful women are co-facilitating this Divine Presence and Light Songs retreat. So once again, if you'd like more information, you can phone 808-651-1190. You can also register there, and also you'll get the directions upon registration.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, thank you both so much.
It was a pleasure
to share the airways with you.
So nice to meet you,
yes.
And thank you for having us.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. And enjoy Kauai, Malu.
Thank you.
I know Kauai is going to enjoy you.
We have adventures, definitely.
Oh, good.
Yeah.